So, let me see if I can get this mic right. At the moment, Mars upstairs, Lego building with the big boy. I built a train track for the monster. The little one is a distraction so that I could take a moment and do some basic grooming that, in a sense, for me, isn't just grooming. It's like a little bit of girliness that I'm allowed at the moment. Excuse me. I think I'm getting a cold. And not because I'm not allowed to be girly. It's just, you know, within my means. Like, I don't really have the money right now to go out and get a mani and a pedi and have my hair trimmed and colored and get new tattoos, which is, for me, the girliest. But I don't have the money for all that, but I do have the money to at least, you know, trim my nails and maintain that. And I used to keep my nails super long, not because I like super long nails, but because my nails grow really fast and I'm lazy and I never thought about cutting them until they were so long that they got annoying. And then I would cut them really low, thinking, okay, at least I don't have to think about that for a while. And, you know, a couple weeks later, I'm right back there. So I apologize if I mumble. I'm talking to myself anyway, so it doesn't quite matter. But now, for two reasons, my kids, who are really playful, bouncy, in-your-face kind of kids, and I don't want to scratch them, which I have done. And two, my hubby, who is yin to my yang and is attracted to the boyishness of me. The tomboyish side with the cornrows and short nails. He likes my soft butch. He won't admit it. He says, oh, I like your hair in cornrows because it shows your face. Which, of course, what woman doesn't want to hear that? So I just try and say, oh, sweetie, yes. But it's because he likes me as a soft boy. But that's okay, because he's pretty like a soft girl. So anyway, oh, 1 second. My kid was talking to me and I totally ignored him. What did you say to me, baby? Nothing. Are you sure you need my help? Mm-hmm. What you need, honey? Don't grab the picture. Can I make you a steel track or steel jack?
Steel track.
Like the transformer? Mm-hmm. How can I make that for you?
What, like, transformer?
Isn't there a steel jaw, steel jack? What are you asking me for? A train track? Mm-hmm. That's steel, like metal? We don't have that. You have a wooden track and a plastic track. I just made you a track. Give me a minute. I'll be up in a minute and we can redo a track, okay? Right now, play with it like it is. I'll be up in a minute. Or 5 or 10. See, this is the time when they have absolutely no sense of time. To take advantage of that. So, what was I talking about? Oh, cutting my nails. So these days, I keep my nails cut fairly low. Which is cool, which is fine, you know. But what I don't do is paint them. And I should. I try to. I love when I have my nails painted, even when they're really low. It looks cool. I dig it. It is that little bit of girly. I'm not, like, super girly. I don't really wear makeup. I don't actually wear makeup at all anymore. I just don't own any anymore. I haven't bought any in ages. But, so I have one nail polish. I have a few, but one that I wear a lot, whenever I painted my nails in the past couple of years. I got it from Urban Outfitters a couple years ago, and it's called Mystic. It's this really, really dark, sequins-y color that typically looks like it's purple, but it changes color in different lights. So it could be purple, it could be aquamarine, it could be green. It's like really shimmery, but it's really dark, and it's like a really dark shade. So it's super sexy. I dig it. And I try and use it periodically, but I don't always remember to. However, in this current incarnation of me that is growing, this current butterfly coming out, I am feeling so much more, like, I was feeling much more feminine when I was pregnant this time around than I did the first time. The first time I was pregnant, I felt very frumpy, dumpy, boyish. I was not feeling myself physically at all. The second time around, I was much more okay with wearing dresses and, you know, being a 40-year-old pregnant woman. Like, I was cool with that, you know, and that's still spilling over in various ways. A lot of it, I'm realizing, I like how my body looks when I'm doing yoga. Looking at these videos, I have a gut. It's been the home to two children. That's what it is what it is, and it will come together as I come together, and I'm accepting that now. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, okay, we're going to work with you. You know, I got to do my core work. That's just telling me where I need to focus more attention on occasion. That's just telling me, you know, what needs to be stronger, and that's fine. So, but looking at other parts, I'm remembering that I have pretty badass legs. I love my legs. I used to love my legs when I used to wear skirts and heels, and I worked at City Hall, and, you know, I was being sexy professional chick and all that. You know, that was before I was sexy receptionist and sexy administrative assistant all over the place. And I remember that I had, you know, back in the day, had badass legs and heels and you know, some thigh-high stockings. They were fucking kick-ass. And I'm looking at my videos and myself doing yoga and remembering that, you know, my legs rock. They're not Tina Turner yet, you know, but they're pretty fucking badass. So within that, I'm remembering that I used to like my hands and my feet. I used to have pretty feet and pretty toes. I was never scared to wear sandals. I took care of them. And then I became a mom. And it's like all the parts of me that I used to be attracted to of my own, like, I let fall apart. And it's making my self-esteem fall apart. So instead of allowing that to happen, I need to step up my mommy multitask on one level in terms of doing things like this. Like, I can record, talk to myself, and make notes about what I need to do during the day using voice memos and be productive while I'm trimming my nails and then polishing them. And I know that, yes, they're going to probably get messed up because I have a little one, but that's okay. And even within that, he comes in the room and says, "Mommy, can you put some paint on my toes or put some paint on my fingers?" Yes, I can. Because every time I do that, it gives me a few more minutes to fix mine. So, you know, he understands the process. He gets a moment. He chills. And then he goes away. And it's, you know. So, and then at the end of the day, I, you know, feel sexier. I feel cuter. I feel more of the me that I need to feel for myself. Like, you know, it's not even just, we need to stop saying that, you know, you can't love anyone else if you can't love yourself. You can't be in love. Like, you have to be in love with yourself sometimes. Like, you have to be able to look at yourself without, you know, cutting yourself down and actually be in love, even if it's just with parts of yourself. Are you in love with your eyes? Are you in love with your nose? Are you in love with your brains? Are you in love with your wit, your intellect? Are you in love with your skills in the kitchen, in the bedroom? And you have to find some part of yourself that you are thoroughly in love with and enhance it as completely as you feel you can to still make you happy. And that'll encourage you to enhance the other parts of yourself, to love more of yourself, you know? So I'm doing that, and I'm learning that. And I used to do that naturally. It wasn't something I had to think about. And now it's something that I have to think about. I have to bring myself back to myself as just me, not mom me, not wifey me. Me, and remember the things that I like about myself and incorporate that into my life as it is now. It might not be as fully and completely, but it can be some version, some iteration of the me that I am in love with now. Like, oh my God, the bags under my eyes. I have great eyes. I love my eyes. I have my dad's eye color and sexy ass eyes, and now they have bags, and I don't even like to look at them. Oh shit. And how's the build going?
Sorry.
It's okay. Shut.
I said it's okay, sorry.
I know. I said shut. Because you always say I never say shut right.
I need some watermelon.
You need some watermelon. Negro.
Oh, come in, talk to you soon.
Yeah. I was eating it on ice cream for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need to send him on down here? Is he wearing you guys out?
He's all right.
Okay.
I'm going to go to my house.
Okay. Is he supposed to continue with what he's doing while you're gone, or should he wait?
No,
I'll wait
until we're done.
Oh, okay. There's a pancake in there if you're hungry. I said, there's a pancake in here if you're hungry. Okay. So. Yeah, so as I was saying, I am taking opportunities, even so, yeah, like I want to step up my own sex game, not partially, yeah, like the what I do with my husband, especially since, you know, we are getting more and more vulnerable to each other, comfortable with each other every day, every time we do something. So things come out, things happen that, you know, we're like, hey, let's try this. And it's not even like we say, he likes to say, let's try this. I like to just try shit. And we're hit or miss either way, but at least we keep trying. It's not like we say, oh, nope, never again. You know, things, we know that, you know, we're going to find things that we dig and we're going to find things that we don't and whatever. So within that, you know, I want to see if I can increase my own enjoyment as well as his. So I've been wearing, like, Luna beads, which are, you know, weighted beads that you wear in your vagina. You carry them, like, in there, and it kind of helps to tighten up the muscles, the Kegels, to, you know, have better orgasms. And, I mean, there are other purposes. Tighten the Kegels, you help, you know, with that those things get stretched out and loosened, especially after childbirth. Keep you from having to pee every time you sneeze and stuff like that. But at the same time, it increases, you know, your pleasure doing certain things. And it increases his as well. You know, those muscles are tighter and, you know, that helps him too. And that is a pleasant offshoot. And that's a good reason to use them. I'm using them for me first, for him second. However, luckily, it is still working for both. So no matter the priority, both things are getting equal attention. So it's working out well. And I've been wearing those while I'm doing yoga very often. So it's like multitasking, exercising externally and internally at the same time. And, you know, that's cool. You know, so it's like I'm finding ways to step up my feminine game for my own benefit and then for my own joy, for my own pleasure. Like, not even, it helps me in health-wise because it means I'm paying more attention to my body, but a lot of it is just for my own pleasure, to take pleasure in myself. By doing little things like my nails. And it's very basic, but it's very real to somebody who has not had the intestinal fortitude or the mental fortitude or the emotional fortitude to take care of such things for like a solid decade. So, yeah, that's it.